This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. A clergy sex abuse trial in Philadelphia is reaching a crescendo. It involves a priest accused of sexually abusing a minor and allegations that a senior official in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia knew about widespread abuse and did nothing. Monsignor William Lynn is the highest-level Catholic official to be criminally prosecuted for failing to protect children from predator priests. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
It's been a brutal trial for Monsignor Lynn. Lynn served as the Archdiocese's Secretary for Clergy between 1992 and 2004, and it was his job to investigate sex abuse claims and protect children. But for 8 weeks, prosecutors presented a mountain of evidence, nearly 2,000 documents and some 50 witnesses, that Lynn put the priests and the church ahead of abused children. But Ralph Cipriano, a journalist who has chronicled every day of testimony, believes the most compelling evidence against Lynn was his own words, statements from a grand jury 10 years ago when he detailed what he did or did not do about priests suspected of abuse.
He never called the police. He never talked to authorities of any kind. He never reported anything to anybody except his superiors, and he kept everything in-house, and it seemed to be like an intelligence network set up totally for the benefit of the church.
After 2 months of punishing testimony, Cipriano and others say, defense attorneys worried they could be losing the case, so they took a risk and put Lynn on the stand.
It's 4th and 35. Let's try the Hail Mary, send in Lynn, and let's see what he can do. And maybe if the prosecutor will cooperate by beating him up so badly that perhaps the jury will feel sympathetic for him.
Lynn did take a beating from the prosecutor, Patrick Blessington. He called Lynn a liar over and over again. He got the priest to admit he did not follow up on anonymous complaints. He said Lynn didn't tell victims when there were other allegations against a priest. Lynn replied the prosecutor was twisting his words. And when Lynn said he was doing his best to protect children, Blessington shot back, "Your best is nothing." The prosecution paid particular focus to a document that Lynn created in 1994, a list of 35 priests who were known or suspected abusers. Dave Pierre writes for the Media Report, which has provided the church's perspective on the trial. He says, as with much of the evidence, there are two ways to look at the list.
The prosecution has presented this list as basically a smoking gun, in that, you know, this list shows that Lynn knowingly allowed priests to remain in ministry. Lynn's defense, on the other hand, is that, wait a minute, this list shows that, you know, I sought to tackle this problem and address this problem.
That is Lynn's first defense, that he did more than any of his predecessors to stop sexually abusive priests. Lynn's second defense, Pierre says, is that he was low man in the hierarchy.
He did not really have defining authority.
The power in the archdiocese rested with Cardinal Anthony Bevilacqua, who died earlier this year.
Only Bevilacqua had the power to assign priests and move them around and remove them from ministry. And Lynn has argued that his role was merely advisory to the bishop.
This is the classic me lie defense or the Nuremberg defense, and it's the idea that as someone who was under orders, the person had no choice as to what they could do.
Marcy Hamilton is a professor at Cardozo Law School who has represented victims of abuse.
But it's not a defense to criminal charges because you're charged according to your actions. And his actions were clearly part of a conspiracy to cover up abuse and to permit these abusers to have access to numerous children.
On Tuesday, the prosecutor will resume his cross-examination of Lynn. Then the attorneys for James Brennan, the priest accused of trying to rape a 14-year-old boy, will put on their defense. Closing arguments could come as early as this week. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.